As we just heard, the rural vote may not be a guaranteed big win for John McCain. His rival, Barack Obama, may be facing some difficulties of his own. There's a growing movement on the left that's a bit angry with him. They see Obama as taking too much of a conservative position on issues like guns, faith-based initiatives, and wiretapping legislation.
One of the leaders of the left online is Marcos Melitzas. He runs the Daily Kos political blog. And Marcos, you wrote on your blog that you will pull your promised $2,300 donation to the Obama campaign. Why?
Well, you know, he's sending a message at this point that he does not need people like me to win the White House. And he's probably right. I want Obama to win big. I want him to crush John McCain. But if he says, and he said so in the way he is approaching policy, if he's saying that he does not need me to win, then by all means, I don't plan on giving him any of that money, and I could use that money to contribute to lots of other Democratic candidates who are not in a similar situation.
But you're doing more than just pulling money. You're making a statement.
Well, maybe. I mean, I very much believe that, at least in my corner of the political world, sort of the blog world, that everybody gets to make their own decisions and based on their own values and what they deem to be important and not important. For me, it is the Constitution's important. So the FISA issue was very, very important to me, this notion that the government should not be spying on the American people without judicial permission. The Bush administration did, and now the Congress and Barack Obama want to excuse that behavior. I think that's unconscionable. I think our Constitution is sacrosanct.
But don't all politicians, when they're running for the general, don't they all move to the center? And doesn't he need to reach out to people who are to the right of you to win this election?
Oh, yeah, well, of course. But the issue here isn't, quote, the center, as in violating the Constitution is the centrist position. If you look at the polling on the issue, the majority of American people do not want the government spying on them without judicial approval. So I absolutely reject the notion that shredding the Constitution is somehow centrist.
Do you sense on your blog that there is growing disenchantment with his base?
I think what we're seeing is growing awareness that Barack Obama is just like anybody else. He's a human being. He's not going to be right 100% on every issue. The perfect candidate for all of us does not exist because we don't agree amongst each other. And in fact, a lot of the movement on the FISA issue, which is the one I care about, really is to try to get Obama to live up to his original promises on that issue. It's not we're going to abandon you and we hate you, but it's, you know, do the right thing, Barack, because you once upon a time you were on the right side of this issue, and it's not too late to come back and do the right thing.
And I understand there's a petition actually on his website.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, how many presidential candidates would allow their website to be used to organize a campaign against one of his positions? I mean, I think that really speaks well to the Obama campaign, to Barack Obama himself. And that's why I think, like I said, this is not a deal breaker. I think we're all going to disagree with Obama on issues moving forward, and he's going to be president for the next 8 years, and we're not going to always be on the same page. But if he allows his own website, his own technology to be used to organize campaigns to get him to change his opinion, shows us that he's willing to listen to us and to take us into consideration when making those decisions.
Marcos Melitzas, founder of the Daily Kos political blog, thank you.
Pleasure, anytime.